What's San Francisco like? 33, 34,
well,
even earlier?
To begin with, there was, as far as art is concerned, of course everything that was in art was in San Francisco, but there were probably two or three outstanding personalities from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Ralph Stackpole, the other was Benny Bufano, I mean, whom you probably know of.
Yes.
I don't know whether you know of Stackpole or not.
Stackpole, yes.
He's still alive, he's 80-odd years old, he lives in France, and he's a young sculptor, which is very curious because I had a visit from a sculptor, and this man is in his 30s, Stackpole is close to 80,
mm-hmm.
and they're all part of the same group.
Mm.
And he's very highly thought of. Well, in sculpture, Stackpole's yard was open to anyone that had any kind of interest in the arts. And he was one of the first men that I met when I visited for the first time. I think I was something like 16 or 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I went to San Francisco from Los Angeles. I always thought that Los Angeles was very provincial, very unreceptive. And the first chance I had, I got out of Los Angeles and went to New York. And then after I was starved out of New York in 1930, I ended up in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't easy to live in San Francisco any more than it was in New York. And since I had a home in Los Angeles, I came back to Los Angeles. I mean, it was one of those things, you know, floating around. Well, the Depression, which I'm sure you remember.
Yeah.
If you weren't in school, you were supported by your parents, or somewhere along the line, you tried to make a living. And
yeah.
If you were a stranger in a town, there wasn't any making of a living.
Right.
So Stackpole brought Rivera, Diego Rivera, who was a very dominant influence. And of course, Bufano represented, I would say, from my point of view, sort of an amalgam between the West and the East, between France and China. He'd been to both places, and he sort of carried those ideas with him.
Mm-hmm.
The ideas that there was great sculpture to be done. I'm talking from who the dominant people were from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
There were other people there, of course. I mean, there were people who were connected with the art schools and with the museums. But those are the people that interested me. Though, even though I was a painter and studying painting, they were the ones to whom I turned for some kind of direction, or to whom I looked with respect. My first contact, as far as the project is concerned, was after I had been to Mexico, painted a mural there with Phil Gustin. We both returned to Los Angeles, painted another mural, this time under the, I think it was the Treasury Art Project. Phil went to New York, and this other mural was in Duarte, California, in a sanitarium. And I went to San Francisco. Having been there as a teenager, here I was in my mature early 20s, and
mm-hmm.
I figured that's the place to make a world, you know? And I had friends that had left Los Angeles and were very excited about the city, and that was it. So I took photographs and presented them to Gaskin, who at that time was heading the project under Danish, I believe it was.
Joe Danish.
Yeah. And he got excited about putting me on. He liked my work, he liked my point of view, he liked the vigor, the energy, the enthusiasm, you know, having done large, ambitious things and so forth. But there was this relief element, and of course, being a stranger to San Francisco, I couldn't get on the relief rolls. So I was put on as a non-relief and painted a mural at San Francisco State.